I'll call Lexi again. I'm sorry. I think this is hitting her really hard.
Poor thing. I heard her pacing around in the room earlier.
Little con artist probably just wants extra chocolate chips in her pancakes.
She's convinced something bad has happened.
Well, maybe something bad did happen. We of all people know life can be unpredictable like that.
Not to massive celebrities. Isn't Aster surrounded by security, like, all the time? She's probably the safest person in the country.
I don't know. Lord knows Aster's slipped away before.
What do you mean?
Well, when your dad controls your security team and you're a teenager, you find ways to get around it. He's gotten real frustrated with her. She supposedly fired him a couple of times, even. You know how daughters can be. If you don't know yet, you will soon.
I'll go talk to her. Hopefully I can get her to come eat.
She's gotta get some food. Corndog always says, you can't ride all day on yesterday's biscuits.
Yeah. Lexi? Can I come in?
Oh, breakfast.
Yeah, I know you're disappointed about the concert, sweetie, and I know you're worried about Aster. I really think she's okay. Grandma was saying Aster slipped away from her parents before, so probably she just
I'm
wanted
cutting,
to-
I'm cutting, okay?
Thanks for making us breakfast. Sorry I forgot to come out.
Oh, sweetie, that's totally okay. I think it makes sense this will be hard for you. After everything you've been through.
She's probably fine. Dad says Aster probably just wants somewhere secret.
That's what I was saying. She gets in these bad fights with her folks sometimes. Seems like she just went a little time away, if you ask me.
Can I ask you something, actually?
Of course you can, baby bird.
See this bracelet I found at the bridge? It's just like Aster's. It has almost all the same charms. It says Blue Bonnet Jewelers on it, but when I'm looking it up on Google, I can't find anything.
Yeah, we wanted to see if we could return it to its rightful owner.
Blue Bonnet Jewelers? Of course I know it. It was just my friend Marnie from church.
Can we get the address?
I told Lexi I'd take her.
No, Marnie's retired for probably about a decade now.
What? No, that's... See this charm? It looks brand new.
Well, maybe someone got it from somewhere else.
What is it? Looks like a double-faced girl?
It's a Gemini.
Oh, that horoscope nonsense. I can't believe her generation got into this stuff again. What's your sign? Used to be the worst cliche pickup line. Corndog couldn't even get it to work, and he's always been real good with girls.
I don't think Marnie ever made horoscope stuff. I think she was in that crew who thought it was like witchcraft, divination. Of course, I used to care a lot more about that stuff, too. I didn't used to do yoga. People change.
Wait, but the rest is really hers? Marnie's? Like, this is really her logo?
Oh, yeah, that's Marnie. She loved doing those little charm bracelets. I even recognized some of the charms.
She retired 10 years ago? I don't know if we can do anything about it then.
Don't you see? That's why we have to do something. This isn't a fan bracelet. It has to be Aster's bracelet. A fan wouldn't be able to get a Blue Bonnet Jeweler's bracelet even if they wanted to. But Aster's had this since she played her first show when she was 11.
Okay, we can't know anything unless we talk to Marnie.
I'll give her a call.
I brought y'all some sweet tea. I like to add a little bit of peach. These summertime peaches are just perfect.
Ooh, yummy.
Thank you, Miss,
Marnie's fine. Yes, thank you. So your grandma says you're all the way from New York City? That must be awfully scary, raising a kid up there. On the news, it looks like there's all kinds of violent criminals attacking innocent people on the subway.
Nah, it's not... that bad. We're in a nice area in Queens.
But what do you do without a yard? No fresh air for your lungs.
There are parks and stuff.
I just can't imagine. Never been a city girl. Austin's too loud for me, and New York looks so dirty and gray.
Can we talk about the bracelet now?
Lexi.
I'll just show you. I found this bracelet. Is it Aster's?
Sorry, Marnie, it's just...
Oh, it is! Strange it was just lying somewhere. Not broken. That's a good clasp there. How did you end up with her bracelet?
I found it.
Excuse me, but how do you know it's hers?
What do you mean? I made it for her.
So it's not possible this is a fan copy or another bracelet you made?
I just gave her that charm the other day. Made it special for her. A custom order she put in a couple months ago. Never can say no to that girl. She's the only one I'll come out of retirement for. So she asked me, and I sketched the little design, and she paid me way more than I wanted. She's always doing that. Makes me promise not to make it for anyone else. But I still have the mold in the garage. I can show you if you'll just wait 1 minute. These old knees. 1 second, honey.
I told you. So does this mean she saw Aster the day she, you know...
It sounds like it. Or the day before, maybe.
I'll ask.
Lexi, she's retired. She's an older lady. She probably...
Dad, it's fine. She's coming back.
Here it is. See? It fits on there perfectly. You can hold it if you want, honey. I always wanted a little girl to take over the business. But like Corndog always says, life's a calf you can't wrangle.
You know Corndog?
So it's definitely Aster's?
Yep, that's Aster's, all right.
Oh my god, I knew it!
Whoa!
And look, you can see the material. I use silver for these pretty little charms. See the 925 here? But that clasp is steel. Wherever did you find it?
Behind the old middle school. I can't believe it's really her.
I told you it was!
Yeah, she said that's where she was headed. Such a sweet girl. So nostalgic. We should get this back to her. I'll give her a call.
Wait, you have her number?
You saw her on her way to the middle school?
Oh, she'll be so glad you got it for her. You haven't met her before? Give me a minute. Let me just find my phone.
No, she's gone missing. No one can find her. Haven't you seen the news?
What? Missing? My Aster? When?
We really should bring this to the police.
The police? Oh, my stars.
So you saw her the day before she was going to the bridge or the day of?
She just said she was headed that way. She was supposed to go meet someone. I think it was straight from here, but I'm not sure.
What? What? Who?
Did she say anything else? How did she seem? Was she excited? Scared?
Did you notice anything unusual?
I don't know. She was... Oh, she had two phones. I thought that was strange.
Two phones?
Yeah, her regular iPhone or whatever, and a little tiny beat-up one she was texting on when I came back with her charm.
That might be normal. I could see celebrities having multiple phones. I used to have a work phone.
I don't know. I never seen her with two phones before, and this tiny one was all old and scuffed worse than mine. She flipped it closed and put it in, like, an inner pocket of her jacket. Real secretive. I don't think she wanted me to know she had it. I didn't like it, you know? Secret keeping usually means there's something you're trying to hide. She's such a sweet girl, but the devil's in the music industry. I tried to warn her parents.
Lexi!
We have to tell Chief Callahan, or somebody. Whoever she was texting might know something. It's like on TV. The first 48 hours of a missing person's case are the most important. We've got to move fast.
Thank you for the tea, Marnie. Sorry to rush out. She's just a...
Don't you worry. If anyone's hurt my sweet Aster, I want the bastard to burn in hell. Don't be a stranger now.
So let me get this straight. You got our number from...
From Marnie Powell, Miss Hayward. We don't mean to impose. We're sure this is a stressful time for you, but...
But the police won't listen to us. Chief Callahan said they don't have time for... So you thought our time was left...
Darling, I agreed to meet with them because they knew about the Gemini charm. They have her bracelet. Any new information right now is...
May I see this bracelet?
Look, the charm about you-know-who...
Your name is Alex?
Lexi. Lexi Birdman.
And I suppose you're a huge fan of our daughter.
Yes, of course I am.
We came all the way down from New York to see her, and especially because it's the 11-year anniversary, so that's why we were at the bridge where we found...
Lexi knew right away that this belonged to your daughter. She's not just looking for attention. We're here because this bracelet has to be hers, and we are worried that something bad happened to her at the bridge.
She wasn't supposed to... Aster was scheduled to go the following day, when we had proper security in place. Over the plan 100 times, just because...
That's what I calculated, but we think she might have been going to meet someone earlier.
Why do you think she was going to meet someone?
Because of her second phone.
Second phone? Damn it.
Oh, no, we know about that. She has that brand new promotional phone she was given recently. Custom engraved, remember? That's absolutely nothing to worry about.
Right.
So you can't think of anyone she'd be going to meet?
He hasn't.
Mr. Bird, the public often feels they have a right to know the private business of my daughter. Young girls, well-meaning as they are, feel like they know her. They look up to her. It's a lot of pressure, and Aster sometimes needs a break from the spotlight. I'm not sure where we got our wires crossed or why her phone is off, but we will handle this as a family, as we always have.
But the police didn't know about the second phone. We should tell them, and that might help give them something they could track.
Yes. God, I wish I'd...
You're right. We did forget that detail in all the chaos. It's been a challenging time. There's a lot to keep track of.
I can only imagine your... If my daughter disappeared like this without explaining...
Lexi, would you like to get a tour of Aster's trailer and maybe a t-shirt to take home?
Oh, yes!
Clint, dear, will you please take her around? Mr. Hayward can hold your phone for you, Lexi, for obvious security reasons, but he'll take as many pictures of you as you want. It feels like the least we can do for returning Aster's bracelet. It was very clever of you to spot it and recognize it in the crowds at the bridge on Saturday.
Oh my gosh, thank you!
All right. This is your phone? Your only phone, right? Good. Watch your step. Here.
That's very nice of you.
Look, Aster wouldn't... She loves her fans. She wouldn't just run off with someone and recklessly cancel shows. She wouldn't put us in this position. No, I'm certain that if she left urgently, it is because there was some kind of urgent situation. That's why we have gone to the police. She is a responsible girl, but sometimes the tour takes such a toll on her health. But please, I'm appealing to you as a parent. You've no idea the public response to every little detail about this case. I fear more information only makes the situation less safe for her, wherever she is.
I understand.
We can't. Clint, you know, is in security team mode, but he's not thinking about how this will have ripple effects. Every move we make is being watched. Even going to the police, I didn't want us to be seen, but...
That sounds... horrible.
Aster understands that. She's more like me that way. We can't always... Thank you for your help and for your discretion. Your daughter seems like a lovely girl.
So you're not posting those pictures in Aster's trailer, right? Because Mrs. Hayward was pretty concerned that doing so might jeopardize their safety, Lex.
No, Dad, gosh, I heard her.
It's just, you've been on your phone for a while now.
Let me cook, Dad. I'm keeping notes.
Notes? On?
Clues. Mainly right now, I'm trying to figure out why they're lying and what it means.
The Haywards?
Yes, they lied. They didn't know she had a second phone. The one they made up on the spot was a new phone, not a tiny flip phone. They also lied about her going to the bridge the day before. I think they knew she was gone. I don't know why.
Recalculating.
You think they knew she was gone? Why?
They waited too long to go to the police. If she just disappeared and they had no idea, with all their concern for their daughter's safety, they'd want the police involved much sooner.
Well, if she slips away all the time...
You sew patches on my threadbare time, covering holy moments.
Hmm. I don't know. It feels like a stretch to assume that song means her parents always know where she's going, even now. She wrote Worn Out like 3 years ago, when she was still a teenager, technically.
No, but she also did this interview last year. Hang on.
Worn Out is one of those songs where the meaning changes as I've grown up. Back then, I knew my parents were there for me, but as an adult, I think that's something you come to appreciate more. You sort of have to... When your head of security is your dad, you learn quickly even things you think are a secret usually aren't.
That's sweet.
Oh! The him.
Who?
Mr. Hayward said he hasn't. What does that tell you? Can we drive to Austin? Please?
Now?
They're worried Aster snuck off to see Bryce again, I think. She had the heart charm on her bracelet. We think it's a Bryce Valentine charm. He might have even given it to her. She hasn't been spotted with it for a while.
Well, why wouldn't they say that?
Let's ask him. And let's ask him why he came out to Bluebonnet when Aster had a show back in Austin literally in 3 days. Come on, Dad, please. Look, I can't just do nothing. I keep figuring these things out and I've been right so far. If I stop now and something happens to her... If she was just off with Bryce, she'd tell us. She doesn't ever cancel shows. But for her not to say anything to her fans, plus her bracelet. I think she dropped it on purpose. The clasp isn't broken or anything. I think she took it off. Maybe Bryce was even looking for it.
But the police...
You and I both know the police here aren't the best. They didn't help us at all. They arrested that gas station attendant when there was like 3 witnesses proving he was at work and never found the real guy who killed Mom. Plus, her parents don't even have her second number. They can't track her second phone. But Bryce might. He might not. But remember, he was there at the bridge that day. There's something here. I know it. It's just like an hour away.
Recalculating.
Okay, you're right. We can't do nothing. And you have been right so far. The bridge, the bracelet. Let's go down to Valentine Studios, I guess.
Yes!
Valentine Studios.
Sorry, no comment.
Do I need to call IT again? Seriously.
No, looks like he finally showed up.
Told you it was good to bring your laptop back.
Hey, I'm the engineer.
He's been waiting for like an hour. This is why he wants your team back in office full time.
Ah, yeah.
Finally. Come with me. My computer's not opening anything.
Oh my god, that's Kayumin.
It's just this computer here. I really need a backup. That's why I've called so many times today.
Right. Yeah. So, it just isn't opening files? Okay, let me just pull up the, Whoa. How long has it been making this sound?
Oh, that's not good.
Sorry, why is your daughter here again?
It's her spring break.
Why isn't she with her mom, or other dad, or whatever?
My mom's dead, Mr. Valentine.
Oh.
Murdered, actually.
And your supervisor, Ben, he said he was okay with this?
Ben doesn't mind. Dad's like his best engineer. Ben said he's just glad Dad came in when he was supposed to work from home. Ben said that...
The CPU is completely overheated. That sound is the fan failing. When's the last time you backed up these files?
Don't you have, like, records of that? Man, I cannot handle the stress today.
You should have reported it sooner. It sounds bad.
Okay, I know your, like, squad of geeks or whatever doesn't get this. But we're making art up here. It's not like our biggest priority to deal with the tech side of this. That's why we hire you. Can't you just do a backup now?
I have an extra hard drive here. Just put your password in for me.
So, when's Aster coming by?
Sorry, she's obviously a big fan, Mr. Valentine.
Look, you can safely assume anytime I'm here, Aster won't be coming. She's made that perfectly clear.
Did you get everything you needed in Bluebonnet then?
Who told you about that?
Oh, I thought everyone knew.
Damn office gossip. Have you ever had a boyfriend, sweetie?
Yeah, obviously.
You have?
Did he break up with you, or did you break up with him?
He broke up with me.
When was this?
Were the other kids at school nice about it? Look, I got dumped by America's sweetheart in front of the whole world. People will make up things just to talk.
So you weren't in Blue Bonnet 2 days ago?
Well, it was. We're just working on this new video. We needed to talk about... Actually, there's this award show, and... It doesn't matter. Whether or not I was there should be my own private business.
Yeah, that's fair. When I got dumped, people I didn't ever talk to suddenly were asking me about it. I didn't like it either.
Exactly. Look, I'm not dumb. I mean... She's Aster. I knew. I used to be more than Aster's ex. I have my own art to make, and now, even though we've been broken up for... The press are banging down my door for a comment over her so-called disappearance. They won't let it go.
That sucks. I'm sorry. You must be sad.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you have any friends you can talk to?
I do. Yeah, but they don't... Ugh, see? It's nonstop. It's worse than when we first got together. I didn't know the press could be worse than that. Constant questions, insinuations.
Well, she was really young.
She was 18. And clearly she wanted someone even older than me. Look, is this gonna take much longer?
This is gonna take a while. These files are huge.
You don't need me here for the whole thing, do you? I can't breathe in here.
Yeah, it smells like bleach.
Oh. Yeah, I guess the janitor got a little carried away in here. Anyway, I gotta head to the next shoot.
If it crashes again...
Ben always figures it out.
Yeah, okay, I'll just... Call Ben.
I say, Watson, that was bloody brilliant. So, are you really taking a copy of his hard drive?
What? No, that would be super illegal.
Oh, come on, then why'd you pretend to be an engineer?
I am an engineer. Honestly, I'm providing a free service right now. He should thank me. Did you really have a boyfriend who dumped you?
Yeah. His name was Keyshawn. We went out for like 2 weeks over the summer.
What happened?
He said I was too sad.
Oh, sweetie, what a jerk.
I know, right? Plus, he wouldn't even listen to Aster. He called it girl music. All the boys in my school are so immature. But I liked him. You mean we're really just gonna leave a hard drive here? What if it has information?
Lexi, this is a work computer for a studio. It's gonna have a lot of video files, dates, financial information, boring stuff, and not personal Bryce Valentine's relationship with his ex-girlfriend stuff. Stealing his hard drive could get us arrested, and it would probably not yield anything useful.
Okay. We'll get out of here. Just let me look at one thing. I just want to look at his calendar one specific day.
What?
Wow, this is laggy. Okay. Yes, I got it!
A clue?
No, a launch date! June 11th. Aster's new music video is supposed to launch on her birthday, the same day as Siren Songs. This album is gonna serve. Oh my god!
What?
Large crowds and empty stages, lights out and you're still waiting. Between the flashes of the red and the blue, I'm waiting too. Shouts drowned out by chart toppers, break out, the red ropes stop her. Deep breaths, she's gone and I step into her shoes, step into view. I see your faces, I give away. Don't look too close, you can see through my skin. These days I swear it's feeling paper thin. We sing together of her banishment. But Lord, I know I'm vanishing, vanishing. Lipstick.
I don't get it. That's Aster, right?
I've never heard this one before.
That's because it's new. This is Vanishing. This video wasn't supposed to come out until June 11th. We saw it on Bryce Valentine's computer.